Still using bias tires? Here's your chance to upgrade to radial. This spring, Firestone Ag is making it easy with Farm Hard Rewards. Just head to your local certified Firestone Ag tire dealer between now and April 30th and get discounts as big as $200 per tire when you buy two or more eligible Firestone radial tires.
This deal doesn't last long, so visit Roadrunner Tire to take advantage of Farm Hard Rewards soon. Terms, conditions, and limitations apply. For full details, visit FirestoneAg.com or contact Roadrunner Tire in Kearney to learn more.
Happy Monday, internets. This is the ROI of Why, your number one podcast that focuses on all things purpose and impact as it relates to business. This is another remote edition of the show, and today I come to you from my bedroom, and I'm wearing shorts, so that's I got that going for me. But I also, via the screen on my desk, am joined by Graham and Angie. Friends, how are you?
Doing well.
Good.
Staying sane.
Switch location. Awesome.
Yeah, it's just you gotta try to mix it up and keep it fresh. So, how's everybody doing? Everybody getting along well with the change to the modern world and what we now call normal in this hot minute?
Definitely trying to stay positive. It's sometimes easier said than done, but I think that there's silver linings out there. So, trying to stay positive, trying to stay sane.
Yeah, I think my family, we officially fell off the wagon because we got a puppy. And the loose rationale was we're home, so what a better time to train her. But then I realized the last time I was on an extended at-home stay was when I was on maternity leave and we adopted a dog. So this is a terrible trend for us if we continue this at-home style.
For sure.
How is it going at your house?
Our house is chaotic for sure, but like Graham said, we're trying to find the silver lining and trying to stay positive and adjust to the curveballs that the universe continues to just hurl our way. It's just trying to do our part so we can go back to quote unquote normal as soon as we can.
Yeah, it'll be interesting if and when what this is all going to start looking like. It's even hard to mentally think about like coming out of this like at-home lifestyle.
Mm-hmm. I watched a video, God bless the internet, and the amount of content that's coming out that's gold is amazing. And it was a video that this gal shot by herself where she had two different perspectives, two different like points of view essentially, where there was her in January of 2020 and then her from May of 2020, and she like time traveled back to the January version of herself. And so they're sitting at opposite ends of the table, and May version of her tells January version of her, like, okay, because of the butterfly effect, I can't tell you all the shit that's about to go down, but what I can say is you're going to want to get a Costco membership, and you're going to want to, you know what, like, do you have any hobbies? Maybe get a dog and, like, all these things. And then the January version of her is like, yeah, but, like, I'm not going to have time for the dog because – I have so much travel coming up. And then May version of her is just like, the internet is killing it on the comedy game right now. So
yeah, I mean, speaking of comedy game, you had a pretty solid cereal video you put out there, just really promoting the dad dance and the cereal.
I would say it was more milk focused than cereal, I mean the two go hand in hand. Where that came from was my daughter. She's 12 and she has just become so enthralled with TikTok, and every opportunity that I get to troll the hell out of her when she's creating a TikTok, I take it, right? And so she was doing a dance in the kitchen one day, and I saw the opportunity, and so I did the milk dance right behind her while I was eating some cereal. Then that turned into, well, I'm just going to make a bunch of these and stitch it together. And you know what it needs is some solid like milk B-roll to tie it all together. Mm-hmm. trying to bring joy, milk flavored joy to the world where I can, I guess.
I like it.
Thank you for doing your part, Drew. We all are grateful and better for it.
Yeah, not all heroes wear capes. So what are we riffing on today, guys? What's the plan of attack for us?
So we kind of have a pretty exciting kind of update, I think, share. You know, it kind of sucks right now for a lot of organizations, businesses, individuals. You know, there's a lot of kind of negativity that's obviously coming out of this virus and the COVID issues. Not only are people getting very sick, not only the recovery is terrible, but then we're seeing the numbers of the unemployment rate skyrocket. We're seeing businesses close. We're reading the fact that, you know, 80% of restaurants that have shut down may not make it out of this. And so we're seeing a tidal wave of challenges coming, but then we're also seeing a real cool tidal wave of, like, I don't know, goodwill coming out of people. And we're seeing humanity spark up, and we're seeing people, I think, get in touch with each other in ways that we haven't in a while because we're being forced to be more mindful and considerate. But with that then comes this nonprofit universe is trying to figure out where they fit in the storyline of the here and now, because I've had a lot of dialogue with nonprofits lately where they are just struggling to figure out how to ask for help. But they're like, we can't stop doing our nonprofit work because times are terrible. And so, you know, for us at FireSpring and our partners with the Nonprofit Hub and then Graham's with Do More Good, we decided to get involved with the Giving Tuesday Now initiative that is coming up. That is going to be on May 5th. So Giving Tuesday, which is typically that Tuesday after Cyber Monday, saw all this was happening and thought, you know what, let's organize a day so that way we can help our nonprofit peers in a way that gets them to keep their mission and their lights on. So they activated a Giving Tuesday Now day that's coming up in a couple of weeks. And the Nonprofit Hub, FireSpring, and Do More Good have decided to get involved and create the Giving Tuesday Now Match Fund initiative, to where our platform, GiveSource, which is an open source platform, will allow people to not only facilitate their Giving Tuesday Now fundraising efforts, but we're also going to have match funds available for anyone that uses that platform within the month of May.
That's incredible. And so is this like, how, man, I have all the questions.
I'm sure you do.
I gotta back it up a little bit and start from the beginning, right? So like, I know that Jay, the CEO of FireSpring, and the other mind that's paired with Graham's for Do More Good, I'm sure that this was something that was very near and dear to his heart. And so I just would love to get some insight on like the early conversations, if we could, at FireSpring, as to like how can we mobilize, because this doesn't sound like a light lift by any means, right? To coordinate something like this, I mean, that's a lot of coordination and a lot of work. Like, how has like FireSpring adjusted resources? Like, tell just maybe some of the backstory around how can this even be possible to pull off in such a short amount of time?
Yeah, so I'll talk about the FireSpring and kind of Nonprofit Hub lift, and then Graham, I'll kick it to you to kind of talk about what Do More Good is doing to help make sure this is successful. But essentially, with FireSpring and our mission management platform that we have, we service thousands of nonprofits, and we started to have our daily support calls change from, oh, I have a platform question, to like, do you guys have tips and recommendations on how we can continue our fundraising efforts? And so we had actually, prior to Giving Tuesday Now, deciding to activate the Giving Tuesday Now on May 5th, we were already trying to come up with a solution to help them do fundraising in a way that was very mindful of where their community is at. And so then when Giving Tuesday Now came to the forefront, we were like, okay, that just hit the goal date. That's the line that we're going to have our ducks in a row and have this platform ready. And so it's been incredible. It's been so motivating to watch like a team of disparate people, or everyone's working from home, rally together in one short week to quickly get our platform ready to be able to collect state by state donations. It can collect national donations or nonprofit specific donations. Like, we're really kind of ramping this up so that way everyone can win and kind of engage in a way that works well for them. So that's been really cool. But then on top of that, it's now working with a nonprofit hub to make sure that nonprofits know that they have this resource available to them. Mm-hmm. But not only are we going to offer the platform, but we're going to help them set up their pages and walk them through how to be prepared to collect match funds. So there's just been a lot of engagement from the nonprofit side and as well. So kind of pulling those two forces together has been an incredible lift this week of about 15 to 20 team members. But the message is definitely getting out there. Nonprofits are really excited because they have these resources that are going to help them mindfully ask for help to keep their lights on when everyone's very sensitive to not wanting to over ask right now. But then mm-hmm. with Graham's partnership and Do More Good and now leveraging those for-profit relationships, we're able to kind of help people give and support their state entities in a way that's comfortable for them without feeling like, oh, is my give too small or is my give too big? It allows them to play where they're at. So Graham, do you want to kind of talk about how Do More Good's getting involved to help make this a moment?
Yeah, absolutely. We're very excited to be a part of Giving Tuesday. The Giving Tuesday ideology and mindset is very lockstep with how Do More Good operates and is focused. We want to help bring and coalesce the for-profit community together to really be able to help leverage and support our nonprofit partners during this time. And so we're going to be reaching out to a lot of our community and contacts to be able to try to continue to spread this message and build on what FireSpring and Nonprofit Hub are doing nationally. And so we're really excited to be working with our partners to look for match fund sponsors. And so we're looking to find those purpose-driven businesses that are wanting to get involved with Giving Tuesday, whether that be from a fiscal standpoint. We have a variety of different levels and layers of fiscal sponsorship that businesses can sign on to, or just wanting to be a part of a Giving Tuesday and a recognition movement in general. You know, I think that there's so many businesses out there and so many individuals that are continuing to work and continuing to be those essential individuals that are keeping our economy and our society moving forward. And so this is a great opportunity, whether it's a fiscal recognition or just providing that recognition in general of the great work that's happening around the country to be able to continue to drive forward and bring purpose and a mission to what we're doing and where we're trying to continue to grow.
That's incredible. So my next question, I guess, would be like, do we have any like guesses or feelers, or I don't want to use the word expectations because that sounds like it has a negative connotation around it, but like, what are we like bracing ourselves for in terms of like traffic and just the amount to be given? Or has there been any thought put into that? You know, because if you look at the numbers from 2019, you know, in an article from Philanthropy News Digest, they're talking about how in 2019, Giving Tuesday raised $511 million online. And that's a total of $1.9 billion, which I'm guessing that metric is based on, you know, how long Giving Tuesday has been a thing. Like, this being a quick fire, like, resource for nonprofits to keep the lights on and keep things going while simultaneously being sensitive to not over asking right now. Have we heard anything from nonprofits as to what something like this could potentially yield?
Yeah. So for us specifically, Giving Tuesday hasn't come out and said what they're hoping to get from a whole, but they have, I mean, I think over 50 different platforms that are offering their services so nonprofits can collect funds for their event. So while we're doing ours with a match fund connected to it, there are a ton of other options out there. And if you go to now.givingtuesday.org, you can see the partners that are going to be stepping up to the plate to empower nonprofits to succeed. But there's also some huge forces behind Giving Tuesday now. We're seeing the CDC Foundation, The Guardian, GoFundMe, United Way. So some really big hitters are stepping up, Facebook and LinkedIn, from social networking perspectives to make sure that people are kind of uniting behind this movement. Us personally, we're hoping to see at least 2,500 nonprofits leverage those match funds and hoping to donate at least at a minimum of $1 million in match funds through our platform. Wow. But that's, I would say, a modest goal. but an aggressive goal, because we want people to be able to give what they can give. So no one should feel bad if they're like, oh, my business can give $50 or my business can give $50,000. It's going to be different depending on your industry, because some industries are seeing a huge upswing with this kind of pandemic, which no one wants to talk about, but that's okay to be winning right now. It's just making sure that you're lifting up your community around you. So I think if we all come at it from that angle, we'll see huge upswings across the board. But those are our, like, I don't know if I was supposed to tout those personal goals, but those are our goals as an organization, to make sure that we're having the back of not only our clients, but the communities that we serve as a team. So
yeah, someone should hit up Zoom, because if I could go back to January, I'd probably move some stuff around and buy some stock in that bad boy.
Some Zoom and Charmin.
For real.
Oh gosh, who knew, right? Gosh, man. Who knew what conversations we would be having today back in January. So wild. But I think the other thing, and Drew, like, you always have such a cool perspective on some of this stuff, but for those that can't financially give, like, what are ways that business can, do you think, like, you would recommend? I mean, you are a small business owner, so you understand maybe some of the challenges that businesses who maybe can't financially give, but how do you think that they could get involved in just wanting to show their support of Giving Tuesday now?
Man, it would definitely depend on the industry, right? And it would depend on the area in which that business is operating and serving, right? Because the state of things here in Lincoln and where you're at up in Omaha are very different than the state of things in New York, for example, right?
Correct.
But I think this entire experience has done a few things for us as humans. One is it's you know, like Graham had said, like we're being forced to be more mindful right now. We're all being, I think I said this almost verbatim last time, like we're all being tested in very unique but not dissimilar ways, right? We're having different experiences, but at the end of the day, we're all feeling things that are new to some of us, or for others are feelings that you don't really experience unless there's like a death in the family, for example. I read an article that Jay's wife shared that basically talks about how what we're all experiencing right now is like a mashup and hybrid of different forms of grief. And so, you know, there's some people out there that on the surface, it may not look like this is a hard experience for them, you know, but we also have to remember that people are putting out things that, you know, either make them feel good or are representative of how they want people to think they're feeling in this moment. And I can use myself as an example. Like, my silly dad dance milk video is not an accurate representation of what's happening in my house right now. This is the hardest shit I've ever gone through in my life. Like, I've had the gnarliest 4 weeks ever, and it's tough. Like, I'm up against not seeing some of my kids based on which kids I do see. I'm up against not seeing my fiance for ? There's division in my home, not in an angsty way or in an unhealthy way, but it's to keep everybody safe. And I feel a lot like the kids from the movie It right now. It's a weird sentence, but stick with me. In that movie, they go into that old abandoned house, and there's two of the kids wind up on one of the floors, and there's three doors in front of them. And on the doors, you know, it's painted, you know, like, not so scary, scary, and then like, whoa, insanely scary. And regardless of the door that they open, it's still the most fucked up shit on the other side of the door. And that's a lot like what it feels like for me right now. It's like, regardless of which door I open, there is a downside to it. But what I have seen is that thinking through things to that degree has allowed me to tap into this whole other aspect of like empathy that I did never have access to before. And when I think about that, I start seeing that across the board in a lot of humans right now. So that was long-winded, and I apologize. But I like the social groups that I'm seeing on Facebook right now. There's a group in Lincoln that is all about what restaurants are open, not in the sense where you can go in and sit down and whatnot, but like they're still making food and they're still delivering it to your doorstep. That's not a like a business that is that page, right? Like that is a community or a group of business owners or different people thinking outside of the box as to how can we still do what we do, use our craft, pay our employees, keep the lights on, whatever, but also provide resources and help to people in times like this. Like look at the Venue, for example, like the Venue group here mm-hmm. in Lincoln, amazing, amazing restaurants. They're not cheap. Like the last date I took Shay on it to Venue, I think our tab was like, I don't know, $200 with tip or whatever. But they rolled out this like meal plan where they're going to make three meals or four meals a week for like a family up to four, and they deliver them. And I think it was like $60 a week. It's like, it's amazing to see people pull together and think outside of the box, not just for their own financial upside, but because I think this whole thing has kind of like kicked us off our high horses or made us come down from our towers for a second and realize like we're all humans at the end of the day and we got to look out for each other one way or another. So long-winded and the short answer is, I don't know. I think that just really embracing, community, relationships and technology in a different way is paramount right now. And I think that as opportunities present themselves, more and more people will see ways that they can do things a little bit differently, but the output or the impact will be a lot of differently. I know that doesn't make sense, but you get it.
Well, Drew and I think that it does make sense. And one of the things that I love so much about Giving Tuesday now is that to me, the way that I've been talking about it is that it's a celebration. And it's an opportunity mm-hmm. to celebrate the best of society, to be able to celebrate and give recognition to the nonprofits that are continuing to serve during this time, for businesses to be able to step up and celebrate what's going on within their own worlds, whether they can celebrate by giving and joining in or celebrate simply by giving recognition to the great work that's continuing to happen in the world despite this uncertainty. And so, mm-hmm. you know, yeah. I think that for me, this is May 5th becomes an opportunity for a nationwide jubilee. An opportunity to
with margaritas.
It's going to be Cinco de Mayo, and so we gotta find a way to celebrate the positivity and find those silver linings. And to me, this is a manifestation of the silver linings that we're continuing to see through social media, through different stories that are being talked about or posted in the newspapers. So this is, I think, a really great opportunity for businesses and nonprofits and individuals alike to be able to step up and find a way to celebrate and talk about the good things that are happening, whether they can contribute financially or not.
Yeah, I kind of, and this is my personal opinion, but, you know, sometimes when we have some really catastrophic events happen, whether there's a hurricane or tsunamis, and we see people who have a little bit of clout and stature come together and they host these telethons. And for me, sometimes it feels very out of reach for me to personally engage. And so what I love about this Giving Tuesday Now momentum and movement is it is every person can engage. And so, because you can either just reshare someone's content to help bring awareness to something. Like if you're an individual who's lost their job and you're waiting for your unemployment to go through, you're probably like, this sounds really unattainable for me. But you can get involved whether on Giving Tuesday Now or any other day of the week by finding a couple of nonprofits that speak to your heart and just reshare their content on your social platforms. Offer to volunteer one day if you can. Talk about one of your favorite restaurants who you know is offering takeout services. You don't have to patron, but you can talk about them. And so I think to that point, Graham, there's a lot of ways in which we can kind of have each other's back and rally right now that's going to be different for everyone, but everyone can just try and do the little bit that they can do while we're in this very weird moment in our lives.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty excited. I'm excited for the goodwill that's going to come out. I hope we see more milk videos get published to encourage, you know, gamification's really fun. I love what gamers are doing on Twitch right now, where they say, you know, if we raise this much money, I'll play a game using this character, or you can play with me, or you can do something funny. St. Baldrick's Foundation is trying to bring the head shaving events to people's homes. You can't get your hair cut, shave your head and shave a life and help out kids who, or help out, you know, funding cancer research for kids. Like, there's a ton of different ways you can get involved right now, from shaving your head to making just entertaining content to promoting another entity. So there's a lot that can happen, and I'm excited to see the next few weeks unfold gearing up towards this Giving Tuesday now event. Yeah.
And I, you know, we had a previous veteran of the show, Mr. John Rood, works at Disney. You know, he also is heavily involved with LucasArts. And I know it's not Cinco de Mayo, but it's the day after Star Wars Day. May the 4th be with you, right? So, like, I feel like if we haven't already, somebody needs to hit up Mr. Rood and, you know, tell this story a little bit and see what the Force can bring to this equation.
Oh, I like the challenge. Rude, you've been called out officially. Boom. So I'm excited to see his response.
Same. Cool. Well, anything else that we want to cover? Like, how can Angie, you just outlined a ton of ways for people to get involved, but like, for people listening to the show, that are not directly involved with a nonprofit, like, how does this work on May 5th? What can they expect? Where do they go? What do they do? Hit us with that call to action before we kind of take it home for the day.
Yeah, so it's a super complicated call to action because there's a couple of different routes that people can go about to get involved. If you're looking to be a part of the Giving Tuesday Now Match Fund Initiative, you're going to want to go to the nonprofithub.org/Giving Tuesday Now. You can get signed up. You can get ready. Nonprofits can get their page ready to go by May 1st. Businesses can then engage at any point between now and Giving Tuesday Now. So that's a great resource and spot to go to. If you're wanting to learn more about Giving Tuesday Now and just understanding the motivation behind it all, you can go to Giving Tuesday or now.givingtuesday.org and get involved there, get resources. And then FireSpring is taking some of the content that is out there and available, and we're aggregating it and putting together some micro campaigns at a super affordable rate. And you can learn about those at firespring.com.
Well, cool. I'm really excited to watch this unfold, and I think it's going to be just one more, like, positive corner that humanity gets to turn right now. Like Graham had said at the beginning, there is silver lining in all of this for sure. I think it's just being able to be mindful of looking for it, right?
Yep.
So, cool. Well, awesome. It was really good to talk to the 2D versions of you guys, and I hope everybody is staying safe and washing hands and making the most of the time that, you know, we have right now. So, cool.
I agree.
All righty. Well, make sure that you guys tune in next week for another installment of Remote ROI of Why. Smash the hell out of the subscribe button. Hit us up on social. We'd love to hear maybe some of the restaurants that you're sharing content for, or different nonprofits that you're researching and really appreciating, and send some of those our way so we can share them as well. I think that's important right now. So link up with us there. And until next time, I'm Andrew.
I'm Angie.
And I'm Graham.
And we'll catch you on the flip.
Still using bias tires? Here's your chance to upgrade to Radial. This spring, Firestone Ag is making it easy with Farm Hard Rewards. Just head to your local certified Firestone Ag tire dealer between now and April 30th and get discounts as big as $200 per tire when you buy two or more eligible Firestone Radial tires.
This deal doesn't last long, so visit Roadrunner Tire to take advantage of Farm Hard Rewards soon. Terms, conditions, and limitations apply. full details, visit firestoneag.com or contact Roadrunner Tire and Kearney to learn more.
Still using bias tires? Here's your chance to upgrade to radial. This spring, Firestone Ag is making it easy with Farm Hard Rewards. Just head to your local certified Firestone Ag tire dealer between now and April 30th and get discounts as big as $200 per tire when you buy two or more eligible Firestone radial tires. This deal doesn't last long, so visit TOHAS to take advantage of Farm Hard Rewards soon. Terms, conditions, limitations apply. For full details, visit FirestoneAG.com or contact TOHAS in Fairbury to learn more.
How do I feel when my website and applications come under attack? Thanks to Neustar Security, I feel confident.
Their full ultra-secure suite of always-on cloud security services enables me to be confident that our website will always be available to our customers whenever they need it.
Neustar Security does more than ensure my company's online presence is ultra-secure. It ensures my peace of mind. Neustar Security, always on, ultra-secure.